Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Science Fiction Fanatic, the podcast that helps you find new, emerging, and undiscovered science fiction podcast content. I'm Greg, the host and curator of Science Fiction Fanatic. If you are a science fiction fanatic, click that subscribe button now. This is a podcast feature episode. If you like the creator, check out the episode notes for links to subscribe. Today's episode is from I Seen It. Jordan and Don are two unprofessional movie fans who will watch and discuss anything. The greater the danger, the greater the fun. All right, let's get this show started.
Begin.
Hello and welcome to I Seen It. I am Don. With me today is Jordan. Hi, Jordan. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. Thank you.
Fantastico. That's good. That's very good. All right. So we got a special one today. We have our reaction show for the Predator prequel that does other stuff on Hulu. Are you...
The best movie Hulu's ever done, you mean?
Except for Palm Springs, but that's a different movie.
Still like this better.
Well, it's a different sort of movie. So, so that was a good setup for that. We're going to jump right into this sucker. How did you like the movie? What was your feelings on it?
Well, like I just said, I think it's Hulu's best movie to date. I really enjoyed it personally. I think if I were to put it into the Predator rankings, it'd probably be two all time for me, just behind the original. Because, I mean, really, this whole movie is just essentially a shot for shot remake of the original. So, yeah, I think it's the by far the best one since the first. And it's just lacking some baby oil and man muscle.
My feelings with you are about 100%. I definitely number two. Yeah, it's the best thing to happen to the Predator franchise. So didn't need any man oil this time. I'm with you. I had a good time with it. I do have some nitpicks because of how high the original Predator sits on top. But that's just stuff where you have to tie it in to make your super fans go, oh my God. Yeah.
Right.
I enjoyed it a lot.
So we're going to try to talk spoiler free for a little bit at least.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you a little random question. Where do you think this ranks among Dan Trachtenberg's movies? He hasn't done much. Like he's done 10 Cloverfield Lane. And I guess that's about it for major movies, but he's done some other smaller things. Like he directed a few episodes of The Boys. Ooh, let's see here. That's another good question. John Goodman. Is it his best since Big Lebowski or Arachnophobia?
Oh, that's a different kind. I think John Goodman is a special kind of special whenever he's in a movie, because that's like a gift. Arachnophobia. Raising Arizona. Was he in Raising Arizona? I think he was because of the Coen brothers connection.
He was also in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah. So that's where I'll go with that. Every movie of his is a gift right now. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't the other seen. Thing,
the ahead. Other thing that Trachtenberg is known for is Black Mirror. So he's done a couple episodes of that.
I've seen a little bit of that.
Okay. The brutality in this movie is something else. So that's kind of some of those deaths definitely mirror some of the death scenes we got on The Boys. I get that's where it's coming from, but
yeah, I agree that the movie was graphic. I thought it was too much.
Ooh, I thought it earned every bit of its brutality.
I'm of the, I guess at this point in the Predator franchise, there's nothing you can really hide. Even this one is, we know what it is. We know what the game is.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you that the kills were brutal and inventive.
Right.
Yeah, especially Boiler, the bear. I think they've given that away in the previews anyway. So it's incredibly violent.
I mean, he's done it, but the Predator's done it before, right? With the ripping of the spines out.
Oh yeah, that's the first
kind
one.
Of its signature, right?
Like, yes.
So
yeah, whips it into the air.
The bear one was sweet. Was it a dog or was it a wolf? I don't know.
Fun. that animal chain scene I thought was really put together. I thought that was cool, even though the animals were pretty badly fake. If you ask myself if you ask my brother-in-law or you, so
I didn't say they looked bad. I just said, yeah, you know, there's this whole community online, you know, the internet is a cesspool.
But, yes.
bitching about how it's the CGI bear and how that needs to be a real bear and everything. And I'm just like, that's fucking bullshit. Just
in this day and age, they don't have to do that shit anymore. That's the nice thing about computers. Computers could take away that threat, which makes those old bear movies really, really impressive when they've got it.
Right.
As close as they can.
Could it have been better? Sure. But again, it's a flipping movie, man.
It wasn't ever going to be the amount of money put into a theatrical, which is another thing. Disappointed me more than the movie, but I'll get to that in a second. But yeah, just stupid shit like that. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Just be thankful that you get a good Predator movie.
I did like the introduction of the trappers later to up the body count in this movie.
Yes. And so, they were
minor spoiler, but I mean, everybody knows that they're just there to just get killed anyways.
Killed. Not very. Usually we don't get more than one to survive these movies. So,
right.
Yeah, be thankful. You get more movie, get more killing.
Good.
No, I don't think that should be a bitched about. Jesus Christ, you get more movie. There's no way if they did a bear for real, you wouldn't have been able to do that special effect the way it did. It would look worse.
I think the thing that I liked most about the killing of the bear was that they did it from a distance. It wasn't a close-up shot. You just saw the spine coming out.
Yeah, and then the after effect.
Up the hill a little ways.
That goes into another little tic-tac, but I don't know why I'm saving this stuff. But we discussed it. I thought the blood on the Predator was awesome. But that body armor thing I was so screwed up with as to what the colors were meaning when it was lighting up all the time.
Right, like, was it like video game-esque where he was taking damage and it was showing up? Or
yeah.
Was it, like, I don't know.
It's like, that's not, and it's supposed to be 300 years in the past. So I liked most of the stuff with the Predator where its usual weapons were downgraded to something even more cool.
The helmet.
The helmet. We were trying to figure out what the fuck it was made out of. It looked like...
Well, wasn't it the wolf's skull from the beginning of the movie?
It's one of those things that didn't answer it. It didn't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of answering in the movie. It's pretty much just a chase. It's got little side bits like a Fury Road, but then it just fires you right back in there.
All right, so last thing I'm going to ask you before we get full-on spoilers. Who's better in the movie? Amber Midthunder, who played Naru, our protagonist.
Yeah.
Or Dakota Beavers, who was her brother Tabe?
Who's not an actor at all.
Right.
I like them both. I want to see them in
both amazing.
Yeah, I want to see Amberth Midthunder in more different kind of action movies. Dakota Beavers is a pretty good actor for somebody who has no
acting chops at all.
Nothing. He was very convincing as his character.
The silent, soft-spoken
bad motherfucker.
I'm just going to lead with my actions
and kick ass.
I did like that there was basically a completely indigenous cast, and they, a lot of them actually, they spoke English, and then when they needed to speak Comanche, they did. I thought it was well done.
Mm-hmm. Some of the thoughts on the movie that I've been reading about is, do you think the reason why it wasn't put in theaters was it because of that Native American cast?
I have a hard time thinking that that's what prevented it from going out. This was one of those movies that's been pushed back in production for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So usually we end up with a real shit movie. Just ask the man from Toronto. But this one actually turned out. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's almost like Disney.
I would have liked to have seen it in theaters.
Yeah, it's almost like Disney didn't give a fuck if they had a good movie or not. They just wanted content for Hulu. Which is just, if you don't know what you got until you release it in there. And then once you do and it's a hit, everyone goes, whoa, we should do more of those.
I wouldn't be shocked if they somehow managed to put it in theaters at some point.
Yeah, that would be nice. Or starts like a midnight thing.
Well, with what everyone's been doing lately, where they've been bringing movies back and adding, 5, 10, 15 minutes of bonus content to it, trying to get more money out of us.
Or an NFT, like going to Top Gun Maverick again. Yes, but there should be ways. If something takes off on streaming, why wouldn't Disney put that up on, hey, here it is for a couple weeks in IMAX? Like I saw Jaws and E.T. were being promoted. Steven Spielberg's first time on IMAX. It's like, oh my God, I need to see that.
I mean, the problem being, how many people are going to go to the theater to see a movie they've already seen at their house?
Yes. I don't think Top Gun would be as big as it was if it streamed first.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, however, it's just unfortunate. It sucked.
If Top Gun Maverick was streaming, you'd be watching it every day.
We wouldn't be recording right now.
No, so. I know you would be. So.
I'd be streaming my own live reaction show commentary where I don't say anything.
Just half hour snippets at a time. All right. So we're 30 minutes into the movie. And these are my thoughts. I'm going to talk for 9 hours.
And I'm talking deep spoilers here. So make sure you've seen it 300, 400, 500, 600 times.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you've brought it up in everything we've talked about ever since that movie.
It's right there. But anyway, getting back on there. I liked Amber Midthunter, Dakota Beavers. Yeah, they were just, there wasn't a whole lot for them to do, but what they had to do, they absolutely nailed it. I thought the movie was derivative, more of like that we're taking the bones of Predator, we're going to build around what you already know, but we're going to make everything else kick ass.
Right.
It's just kind of the way now. What was your reaction to the obvious thing where they say, if it bleeds, we must kill it?
I mean, it's never going to be Arnold doing it, but I thought it was done well. I really thought it was subtle enough that it wasn't like an obvious, oh God, he had to say it. It was kind of like, all right, he said the thing.
I kind of scoffed. I just went, oh, come on, man. But
I mean, does it make sense if Danny Glover's saying it?
No. It doesn't mean anybody.
If fucking Adrian Brody says it? No.
Yeah. Or if everyone said, you're one ugly motherfucker.
But I liked it in this one. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
It's just my reaction to it.
This is our opinion. We can't think the same. We don't think the same.
Yeah. Opinion warning. Sorry.
Oh my God.
How dare I? Really
I said the something movie.
Positive about a movie, Donald. I should be arrested. Apparently.
You need to calm down. Relax. I like that the movie was really quick at 90 minutes. I mean, it was boom, boom, boom. The one thing I didn't like, and he has been given shit to, is my brother-in-law. If your friend is a Predator fan, don't bring up everything in a movie that pisses you off because it's not history correct. My brother-in-law almost took me out of this movie because he was nitpicking everything, because that's his stuff that he's into, history.
Did I reel you back in?
Yeah. He came back in when the action started picking up more. He stopped nitpicking and he just enjoyed the movie. But I told him after, I'm like, dude, you were like this close to just taking me the fuck out of it. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't know. I said, I don't know how to say, you know, I'm not one of those people who goes, hey, could you shut the fuck up? But I was so close.
All right. Do you have anything else that you want to say spoiler free before we dive in?
Did your wife watch this with you?
She did not.
Audrey.
This isn't her type of movie. I mean, she sat through Predator with me once and that was enough.
No, I don't have anything more after that, because I knew Audrey wouldn't have watched it because of her just not into Predator.
No, it's just not her type of movie.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, we got spoiler time.
Massive spoiler alerts that from this point forward. So I gotta ask, what did you think of the flintlock pistol that we get in what, Predator 2?
Yeah, at the end of it.
Take it. Good to see it again, or what?
I don't need. That's that's what I'm talking about with this stuff needing to connect. Just do your own thing. Just went, okay, whatever. But then it had me thinking, like, do the Predators come back? Wipe out Naru's tribe?
Did you not stick around?
I did. No, what else? No, the ending.
Yeah, all the ships in the air.
Where they were above her, yes.
Yeah, they were all getting fucked.
They're fucking done. There's way you're getting that gun back unless she throws it to the next,
that's how they're getting it. That's how it's moving on, is they're taking it back.
Oh yeah. You pissed them off. I didn't need it, but I did like to think about it, like, what the fuck is gonna happen next? Are they gonna kill her? Oh my god, that's evil. Right. But it's technology.
Yeah. So where do you side on this whole discourse of again, the internet can't get along. So with everybody saying, you know, it's bullshit that she is completely untrained and she's able to kill a predator. Meanwhile, these 5-6 highly trained army commandos, you know, they can't even fucking kill the thing.
50% of our population has to lose their
stupid
heart on or something. Like, oh my god, they're making it a feminist movie. Like Fury Road, where the men of our country got upset because they thought George Miller was making a feminist movie and that the Mad Max movie was supposed to be about a proud man who does manly things at a manly time. It's like,
just stupid.
Get over yourself. Stop. Just go wank off about something else. If you don't like, don't go see it if it's going to offend you before you even watch it. And I wonder if those people even watched it, which just, I hate it.
That's what I don't understand, is like, this whole movie is her learning and watching this thing and how it operates. And, you know, obviously the way she kills it, she learned from her own mistake. You know, she fucking lures it out into the mud pit that she fell in earlier. Like, she watched this thing, she learned from it, and then set her trap, sprung her trap, and it worked.
Yes.
Will it work again? Probably not. But it worked that time.
Yes. Because it's different because she's just basically being observant. And after she's taken in all that information, like you said, learning from her mistakes, coming back with a different angle, thought it out.
Right. She gets her confidence from her brother who tells her that, you know, the only reason I killed that lion is because of your trap. You know, your plan worked. That's what I did. Yeah. I mean, that was great. And not to mention him just kicking the shit out of the predator. He was destroying that thing before he cloaked himself.
Yes, he did. Yeah. I just don't get why. I guess we're in that age where if people can voice their opinions, even if they shouldn't be voicing their opinions, just shut up.
Either way, I think she killed it. I think she was awesome.
Yes, I thought she was awesome too. There was a different take than the white man coming in to save or whatever. Yeah, just get over yourself.
Right. Do you feel like you got any sort of retribution for Billy's off-screen death from Predator 1 with this movie? Because you know how he throws down his weapons and he goes hand-to-hand combat. What's he got?
Yeah.
He's got a knife, right? Or a hatchet?
Yeah, and he's got he's got that rock or whatever his juju.
Yeah,
I like the Billy death because we already know what's happening to these people. Mm-hmm. Just hearing his scream is more than enough to kind of set the movie even more because it's like, holy shit, Billy got fucked up.
Right. And well, yeah. And sacrificing himself so the others could escape.
That too. I always like that.
I feel like we should have got an on-screen fight with that, but whatever, I get it.
I don't think it was a fight. I think it was...
Well, that's the thing.
He got toasted, but that's just...
I would have liked to have there been a fight, you know, a hand-to-hand combat with him not being cloaked. Because that's what he yells coward at him when he just, you know... I don't know. It doesn't matter.
But that would have been a cooler send-off for Billy instead of just kind of a bitch.
Right.
Yeah. He's just a shield.
Yeah,
I never thought of that before.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah. John can learn and think for himself.
My only real nitpick with this movie that I had a real problem with is all the coincidences. You know, just in the nick of time, she's saved by her brother multiple times. Just in the nick of time, she's saved by her dog. Just in the nick of time, you know, it goes on and on. It's like she's, you know, obviously has plot armor for 85 minutes.
Those didn't really bother me too much. I mean, I'm so used to them by now. It's kind of just it's a cheap plot forward device to get her to the next. As if we didn't have that, it would be like a 2.5 hour movie. You would have to see all of it.
Why does everything have to be just perfect timing, though? Why can't it just be... I get it, you're building suspense and all, whatever. But just every single time.
Yeah, I just think it's just lazy screenwriting.
Right.
It's one of those things I think most of us just roll our eyes over, like, okay, you know. It's laughed about in the Mission Impossible movies where... You know, when Ethan does something at the end, we don't even... It's just like, yeah, how do you do it? He's Ethan. So, right. How do these plot points happen? Well, they just were circumstance. She was just there, perfect time. I think it's just that's for that broad stroke, so you're not making anyone think too much, especially during a Predator movie.
Yeah.
It's just lazy.
It's fine. I'm just being picky.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, if that's the worst thing I have to say about it, it's done a pretty good job.
Like me in the armor. If that's the worst thing I'm bitching about, honest to God, after all these Predator sequels, just you go into it and you're just like, okay, I'm expecting nothing from this. You see the critics' reviews. The critics' reviews are high. It's like, I still don't trust it. This movie worked. It's got...
Still haven't looked at any critics' reviews.
I think it's still above 90.
Good. It should 90%
be. 90% on the good old Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you brought up the last little nitpick that I have, and it's the how is the Predator's armor, his cloaking device, or his cloaking whatever, defense, how is that better now, 200 years prior to when we saw him later?
Yeah.
Like, it was more steam. I get it, like, why? Because of technology for us nowadays, but, like, damn, it just was so smooth.
Yeah, it's like it's been perfect since the beginning for them. It's such a nerd nitpick, dude. The armor was more up to date than It's just one of those stupid nerd nitpicks. It's
just little.
How come you're doing other stuff? Like, you don't have the shoulder cannon, but you've got the armor being like this.
Yeah.
What was your favorite kill in the movie outside of the bear?
Oh, one of those trappers. One of those trappers got sliced into like three little pieces, I think. And that was awesome.
Holy shit.
He was fucking brutal to those guys.
Yeah,
especially the one that was, you know, the one that she was trying to save, who had his leg cut off or whatever. And she gave him the flower to lower his body temperature so he couldn't be seen. And he almost escapes until the Predator accidentally steps on him and he screams and then just fucking guts him.
Like I said, I like the animal sequence where the Predators were taking advantage of the next moment, and then the Predator fought the wolf and killed the wolf. And it's like,
just beheads the wolf.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, very cool. I do think that going on Hulu was part of a gift for this movie, because the MPAA has always had fun with this franchise, editing it down to smithereens where a lot of stuff is on off screen and we kind of see the aftermath. This movie had none of that, it looked like. Full unrated is what I would put it at, NC-17 or something. Yeah, it was, like you said, it was brutal. It did earn it. I'd give this a definite recommend, especially it's on Hulu.
Right.
Yeah. It's not long at all.
No, it was a quick 90 minutes. Like you said, once we get going, we're going. We're going right away. There's no real setup to it. It's just, this thing's hunting.
Yeah, it's absolutely not for kids.
No.
No. God damn no. I always thought Predator 2 was the meanest graphic of this one. Mm-mm. But this movie wasn't mean at all, so that's a good thing too.
Right.
I don't have anything else.
I say go watch it.
Go watch it. Yeah.
And then when you're done with that, try to find Old Henry and watch that movie, because that's my recommendation for the week, is go watch Old Henry.
Nice. Yeah, you told me to watch it.
It's good. If you like, Tim Blake Nelson, you're going to love it, because he's fantastic.
Love him. Great character actor.
Oh, he's the star of this movie by far.
Squeezing you, don't say anything more. All right, give us some plugs.
Follow us on Twitter at iSeenItPod. You got a Podbean page?
Yeah, we have. Yes, we do. Podpage.
Podpage. Gotcha. iSeenItPodpage.com.
Yes.
Other than that, thanks for listening. Watch Prey.
Watch definitely. Movies. Watch movies.
Yeah. Tell us a movie that you want us to watch.
Yes. And we'll watch it for you.
Yeah. You can even come on the show.
Ooh. Just come, not that kind of come.
If you want to talk about a certain movie, you can come guest on our show.
Just let us know. I need a day off, so yeah. All right, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks again for listening to Science Fiction Fanatic by Indie Drop-In Network. If you would like to nominate a podcast for feature, just send me a tweet at Indie Drop-In. Indie Drop-In Network has many other shows that you might enjoy. You can check them out at indiedropin.com. All right, see you next time.